Bad Slaves release, The Edge of Earth, comes out in the next few weeks in North America. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this album?
The album's kind of about someone living in isolation for a complete lifetime. And kind of just deals with time passing and kind of getting old before you know it. There's kind of like a whole story that runs through the album, but most of the songs also have like literal meanings as well. So they tie in with like personal experience and stuff like that. So I think I came up with the idea just from always having like insomnia. So just kind of lying in bed awake, just counting hours by and stuff like that. So that kind of spurred the whole concept really. So yeah.
And in terms of the sound, I mean, what are you guys were shooting for after your really well received debut album, Conclusion of an Age? What are you guys wanting to do differently for this release?
I think the one thing that we didn't like, and we didn't like getting associated with like all the metalcore stuff, and we kind of just made sure that there was nothing in our eyes that like resembled metalcore, because like we don't listen to it, we're not inspired by it, so it's kind of a bit irritating that we get lumped in with all those breakdown bands and stuff. So I just wanted to make all our influences more apparent and more unique. So I guess like listening to like bands like Death and early Sepultura and Metallica and stuff, like really wanted to go for like a really classic kind of thrash metal album. But at the same time, like, we listen to a lot of progressive music. So, like, Rush or even Neurosis, like, there's loads of different kind of progressive bands that we're into. So, I think we're not really trying to be, like, a revival thrash band. We're just trying to mix the elements that we love with some progressive stuff that I guess hasn't really been done too much to my knowledge, anyway.
And were you guys ever concerned that, you know, I mean, yeah, you were labeled as metalcore, you gained some fans that way, that you were going to lose those now that it sounds different?
To be honest, I don't think we've lost many fans, to be honest. I think all of our fans seem to be like really into the new album, and kind of, from what we've heard, everyone seems to prefer it, so it's kind of cool. I think it's still heavy. I think the album's probably heavier than the first one. It's more like intense and stuff, but just more in a kind of straight up metal way. And I mean, like, to be honest, I didn't really think Conclusion was like a metalcore album, but I think this time we just wanted to make it sound a bit more raw, intense, and kind of just show our old school tendencies a bit more. But everyone seems to be really into it, which is cool.
And I mean, the album has like 72 minutes of music. How much music do you guys crank out in the studio?
Yeah, it's a long album. Like, we know that it definitely takes a few listens to like get into it, I think, because there's quite a lot to take in, which can be bad. But I'm quite into it. I think in our eyes, we loved all the songs so much, and that's why they're all on the album, because we knew that it was probably just verging on being too long, but nothing on there was written to be a filler or just to make up space, because we liked all the songs so much and they seemed to fit in that we just wanted to put them all on there. And I guess we just kind of wanted just to keep writing, and we just wrote non-stop from the space between doing the first album and when we hit the studio. But I think it's kind of cool. It's value for money. If people still buy CDs, and it kind of helps with like the concept of the album, and it's quite a dynamic. I mean, I think it's just varied enough for it to not get too repetitive, hopefully. So, but yeah, it's definitely one of the longest albums of the year, probably.
And was the label ever concerned about, you know, making it two releases and trying to do something different, or they were just like, okay, whatever, we'll put out?
To be honest, like, the way we see it and what we actually wanted to do, we wanted it to be a double album. And that way, like, people kind of kind of know that, you know, you've got like the first half and the second half, and you can listen to both. Because that's something like, I'm into long albums, because if I'm drawing or something, or just tidying the house or something, it's nice to have a CD on and just to kind of get involved and not have to worry about getting up and changing the CD. So it's something I'm into. I like long albums, and or if you're going for a drive, if you like commute, I don't know, say 15 to 20 minutes a day, it's kind of cool to listen to the first half of the album for like a month or something and then start from the second half next time. So that's all kind of stuff that we're into. So we weren't too worried. And surprisingly, the label had nothing to say, like in terms of it being too long. So like, well, if they're not going to tell us to drop a song, then we're just going to leave it as it is.
Well, I mean, that's good. And, I mean, writing all the songs and everything, how is the band, you know, coming along in the sense that, I mean, there's no more internal struggles about who wants to play what and how they want it to sound, or how much are you guys on the same page about writing?
To be honest, I write pretty much most of the music, but I'm very fortunate that the rest of the guys in the band are, it's kind of cool to let me do that, and then they always make contributions where they feel it's needed, but we all seem to be on the same page. And I didn't write all the music. Like some of my favourite parts in the album were written by our other guitarist as well, who he wasn't actually in the band when we did the first album. So but yeah, like to be honest, no struggles at all really. I can't think of any.
So you have a totalitarian reign where you just say what it's done in the band?
No, to be honest, like it might seem like that way to an outsider, but I'll kind of write a song, demo it. I'll have means to do quite a accurate demo at home, like program all the drums and make the production like quite good and stuff, so people get a feel for it, and then for the most part they go, yeah, that's cool. And very, very few times do people go, oh, you should change this. And it's I'm quite open-minded. I definitely don't rule with an iron fist.
And how much time did it actually took you to get all this written down and ready to go into the studio?
I don't know. I guess however long I guess we finished Conclusion. When the first album came out, which is the end of 2008, so it was like November, October, I think I started writing straight away in 2009, and then we hit the studio in about September 2009. So I guess between the start of 2009 and September, like that's when all the writing was done, just completely spread out over that whole time in between tours and on tour. And I don't know if you knew we started recording then, but we entered the studio, yeah, September 2009, and we went on tour with Dragon Force. We just did the drums in September, and then it was Christmas, and then we went back in the studio at the start of 2010, went on another tour, came back, did some solos. So the whole process, like the recording process, was really dragged out as well, which was kind of cool because we could like input some new ideas when you have time away from the recording as well.
But I mean, when you have this old time spaced out, I mean, the music in this essence is already there. So you guys don't feel like now you're playing like older songs, even though they're just new for everybody else.
No, just because to be honest, because I do write a lot of the music on my own at home, we didn't practice any of the songs as a band.
Oh, okay.
So there are still songs on the album that we've never played, like as a band. But I've personally definitely heard all the songs a lot, probably too many times. But in terms of playing it, it's kind of all the songs are kind of new and still fresh and fun because we're still kind of learning them as a whole band. So it's not too bad.
And I mean, since you mentioned that you're pretty active in writing and everything, are you already have cranked out the next album?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I'm probably got about 9 songs ready, and I'm hoping that it won't be as long as this one, but who knows? Because like, if I'm in a creative mood, I just write so much. and I'll like it all so much and we'll want to use it all, but we'll try and get the next album out earlier so we don't have as much material.
So you'll have a 2-hour album.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Triple album.
Hey, you could set a record like that. So, I mean, in terms of touring, you guys have a couple of dates set up. You're headlining in Sonosphere UK. Is there any other plans that you guys have in that front?
We've got a tour kind of leading up to Sonosphere in the UK. There are like a handful of festivals across Europe we're doing and in the UK. But, yeah, we haven't announced the tour that we're doing before Sonosphere, so... and hopefully I think we've had an offer for a US tour at the end of the year, so I think that's our main plan, because we've only been to the US once and that was for one show. We did the New England Metal Fest. We just flew out for that, but we really need to kind of get over and do some actual touring.
And how was that experience in the New England Metal Fest?
It was really cool. I mean, it was kind of a pointless trip in terms of how much it cost us, but it was fun. Like, we just played for like 25 minutes and we hung out at the festival all weekend. And yeah, it was fun. Like, I've been to America a few times before, but it was good to kind of see a different place. So I've been to LA and New York before, so I've never really been anywhere less kind of, not touristy, I guess, but,
yeah. Yeah, different.
Yeah.
How do you feel that the people are reacting to, you know, the whole kind of style of, you know, bringing up some older school stuff with, you know, different, more modern influences?
To be honest, I think not enough people kind of realize who we're influenced by, and I guess, I think sometimes it's laziness, or sometimes I guess reviewers, if they're a bit older, want to try and compare us to bands that the younger readers of magazines or websites are gonna like know about. So we kind of get compared to bands that we don't really feel we have anything to do with, like, not in any sort of bad way, like, but I guess All That Remains is one comparison, and not that they're a bad band, but we don't, like, we're not inspired by them. Like, we're inspired by bands like Death and stuff like this, like really old school stuff. So it's kind of, it seems a bit lazy at times, but yeah, I think some of the kids don't really understand where our influences come from, and they kind of just try and lump us in with the closest thing like to modern, in modern music, I guess. But yeah, we're trying to kind of teach the younger ones, I guess.
And what do you think is that's actually a pretty interesting point. What do you think that's the main problem? I mean, now that people are oversaturated with music, all these new kids don't really want to go back in time and dig up, you know, the classics. What are your opinions on that?
I don't know. I don't know if enough kids are going back in time and finding out about the classics, because I don't know about the press in the US, but nowadays, like some of the bigger magazines, like alternative magazines in the UK, kind of, you rarely hear about any of the old school bands. I mean, even like bands like us, if you look at like what bands they say were inspired by, it kind of, there's never anything like from the 80s or early 90s. So I think it's, some kids just don't have a clue, to be honest. But maybe it's probably a bit more. I guess in America it's probably a bit different, and people probably are aware of the background. Obviously, like, loads of kids know about, you know, Maiden and Black Sabbath and stuff, but there's so much really good, like, underground thrash and stuff that came out in the 80s. I'm just kind of worried that loads of people are going to forget about it completely.
Well, I mean, at least some people might think, oh, this guy's invented it. That would be a good thing for
you. Exactly, yeah.
And what are your, like, actual objectives, you know, of your goals, what you want to achieve with the band, now that you finally kind of got steady releases going, got a momentum going?
Just to be able to start making enough money to live off it, really, which we're not at that stage yet. We're still, like, have other jobs and stuff. But, just being able to support ourselves from just doing the music, and if we go on tour, not worrying about where our money for rent's coming from. So yeah, that's all. That's the, you know, the main goal. But I guess we all want to tour with as much as possible, with as big a band as possible.
And what would be your dream lineup of, you know, a tour that you could actually have, dead or alive?
I guess Metallica, obviously. Death, I never got to see them. Mastodon, for like new bands, I guess Mastodon and Gojira. But I think they're two of our favourite new bands. And then, like, early Sepultura, like Arise era. And then us.
Yeah, that would be a pretty interesting show. So, I mean, now that you see, you know, that, okay, this is kind of a little bit taking off slowly and everything, well, I mean, just think that if this becomes your full-time, you know, thing, wouldn't you be writing an album a week, since you seem to be doing so much writing?
To be honest, like, I'm still lucky enough to, like, live at home and not pay too much rent and kind of, like, make some money when I can, like, recording bands or teaching guitar, so I've actually got quite a lot of time on my hands, so I'd probably have less time if I was touring so much to write music, but I don't know, I guess I have to get used to writing on the road.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, in terms of, you know, I mean, it doesn't, I can't seem to find that you're in like any other side projects and stuff. I mean, you seem to have the, you know, the creativity bug, but why do you haven't chosen to do anything else?
I don't know, I did kind of, I jam like with other people when I can, but I don't know, kind of laziness, because there's not too many people in the local area that I can jam with, and if it's not something that's going to be serious, it's kind of too much effort to try and make something happen and travel like 2 hours to jam with other people. But I did kind of like do some kind of fun like doom skate thrash kind of band with my friend the other day. I'm just trying to wait for the singer of this band called Dead Swans, who are like a hardcore band, like thrashy kind of hardcore band from the UK, to do some vocals. We might just do a kind of 3-track 7-inch or something stupid, but other than that, no, not really. I'm trying to just put all my creativity into one band and trying to get as much like influence from as many places as possible, just for trying to make Silosis as varied as possible, I guess.
Oh, I mean, and if you had to put it, I mean, in your own words, what would you say the selling point for you guys compared to the rest of the bands that, in whatever shape or form, play something closely similar to you guys?
To be honest, like, I don't know, I don't think we fit in with any specific genre, like, in terms of like all the new thrash bands coming out, like we definitely like the main sound like that we play is based on like thrash, but I guess we're combining it with influences that, as far as I'm aware, like I haven't really heard anyone else doing it, like kind of the 70s kind of progressive influence as well. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a selling point or that's enough to put people off.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Well, okay, just to kind of wrap things up, is there like anything that you want to say to the North American audiences that are going to be listening to this interview?
Yeah, hopefully see you soon on the road. Like, it'll be good to kind of finally get out and do a full US tour, so fingers crossed we can do that at the end of 2011. We'll try.
And what about in terms of the new release, any promotional stuff you want to say?
Please buy the album, I guess. It's definitely value for money. It's got killer artwork as well. This guy did a really cool job like kind of notating some of the story in picture form, and it's a very long album, so yeah, value for money, go buy it.